Father, thank you for the blessedness of this moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Sit down. Now, Zadkiel was the tender angel filled with honor and righteousness, and was the kindred spirit and trusted comrade of all three brothers, Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. And he was the chosen intimate servant of Lucifer, the shining one. Now, Ephania, Lucifer's courtier. What's a courtier? Someone who attends a royal court. Spoke to Zadkiel and said, "He has become more violent, Your Excellency. He rang for me at 3 bells in the early morning hours, and he has been apt to do so these past moons. I found him sobbing, his arms around his panther's neck." He had a panther as a pet. "And his arms around his panther's neck, and he had strangled the panther. Death," Zadkiel uttered disbelievingly. He stared at Ephania as in a daze. "My master showed me the wounds. They were the wounds of 2 bare hands around the beast's warm neck." He said, "It cannot be." He shook his hand violently. "You are mistaken. Death cannot exist here." Then a faint clanging of a bell. I hope you are listening to this, because I'm sharing with you what I was sharing earlier about the need to resist disobedience. Amen. Then a faint clanging of a bell was heard suddenly in the corridors of the palace. "It is his bell," Ephania said wearily. "He rings it incessantly, but his door is barred." Zadkiel grasped Ephania by the shoulders. "Who knows this?" "No one knows it except yourself and Chasok." Zadkiel ran his fingers through his dark locks. "The chief princes, they all don't know." So Zadkiel frowned and wrapped his cloak tighter around himself and walked through the winding doors. At last, he stopped outside Lucifer's chamber entrance, where 2 more members of the Luciferian guard stood watch over the massive golden doors. The bell clanged incessantly. It seemed to have its source deep within Lucifer's private quarters. Zadkiel looked at the trembling guard. "He rings, my lord." "He will not stop ringing." So Zadkiel put his head to the doors. Beneath the ringing of the bell, he was almost certain that he heard the faint sound of a strange sobbing, wretched sobbing. He put his mouth to the door and said, "Lucifer, it is I, Zadkiel. Let me in." There was a long silence. "Leave me," a hoarse voice cried out. Then Zadkiel paled. He inhaled deeply and turn to the confused guards. Your master is indisposed, he told the guards. I, Zadkiel, chief attendant to Lucifer, son of the morning, dismiss you from your posts. You may go to your quarters until you are summoned. The guards bowed deeply and marched as one down the corridors, away from the golden doors. Zadkiel removed his gloves and bent down to the keyhole, his eyes filled with consternation. Lucifer, it is Zadkiel, your old and trusted friend. The clanging stopped. Open the doors, Lucifer. After a seemingly interminable silence, there came a loud scraping, and slowly the massive doors opened. Zadkiel entered and slammed the doors closed. He surveyed the room in horror. Lucifer's clothes were strewn about the chamber. He lay with his arms still clinging the strangled panther. Its pink tongue hung out. Lucifer looked up from the chamber floor. His normally immaculate raven locks were matted and unkempt, shrouded the perfect marble-like features. Zadkiel! Relief spread over Lucifer's face. He grasped for Zadkiel's hand feverishly. Zadkiel stared down at Lucifer, horrified. He was unwashed and clothed only in his white shift robe, but he still wore his jewel-covered crown. Lucifer gave Zadkiel one of his magnificent, dazzling smiles and then followed his gaze to the dead panther. That's why you don't have to be moved by these smiles. Suddenly, he shoved Zadkiel against the door with an iron grip, his eyes suddenly lucid, his breathing shallow, and he said, "You must swear, swear, swear your allegiance to me." Hey! He drew his face nearer, and a new and unsettling wildness in his eyes. "Swear your allegiance to me, not to Michael, not to Gabriel." A new strange evil smile glimmered on his face, and also "not to Jehovah." His whisper was almost a hiss. Zadkiel stared at Lucifer, horror-stricken. Lucifer grabbed Zadkiel by the throat. "Swear it! Swear your allegiance to Lucifer, the Shining One, the Chief Prince of Heaven. Swear your eternal allegiance to me above all others." Zadkiel's shock turned to dread. Lucifer watched his expression change. His grasp tightened around Zadkiel's neck. "You are a man true to your word. You have always served me. Serve me again, Zadkiel. Swear your allegiance to me." Zadkiel remained silent. He stared at Lucifer as he struggled to breathe, a dreadful conflict in his gentle gray eyes, tortured. Finally, he spoke. His words were barely audible. "I swear my allegiance to Lucifer, the anointed cherub who covers the Shining One." Then Lucifer said, "Above all others?" Zadkiel nodded, then averted his gaze. Then Lucifer dropped Zadkiel to the floor, and he fell to his knees, sobbing wretchedly. His hand clung to the trembling Zadkiel as if he were a child. His royal ring clattered to the ground, and he scrabbled after it like a wild animal at Zadkiel's feet. "I am not worthy of the seal of Jehovah." Lucifer's screams rose to a high pitch. "Lucifer!" Tears streamed down Zadkiel's face. "Lucifer, get hold of yourself." Slowly, Lucifer rose to his knees, clutching Zacchaeus' legs, sobbing wretchedly. Then he rose to his full height. His face was half an inch from Zacchaeus' face. And he said, "Go to Jephtha." Jephtha was one of the 24 elders. And he shook uncontrollably as he placed the heavy golden ring on the chain around Zacchaeus' neck. "Give him my ring as my token and tell him a terrible evil has overtakes me." Mercy. Well, you can see that Lucifer wants you to swear allegiance to him. God forbid. So you see, the war is about who you will obey. Yeah, that's what the whole war is about. The war is like, whose side are you on? And who will you obey ultimately and profoundly and completely and totally? That's the whole struggle. And that's why you see God throughout the Bible, "If you will obey me, if you will choose me, if you will obey me," it's the whole Bible. Yes. Because the war is about who will you obey. So for years I've been preaching all out. Pharaoh would hardly let us go. Because that's the war. Will you obey Pharaoh? Or will you obey God? And God says, "Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness." Who will you obey? So all through the generations, God looks for somebody he can find who will swear his allegiance to Jehovah. And Lucifer is always looking for people who will say, "We'll follow you." So the whole battle is about who are you going to obey. And when Satan came to the garden, it was the same thing. God knows this. Don't. That's not what it means. That's not what it means. It means this. Yeah. So when you read this, and this Zacchaeus, he was a major angel who was servant to both, all of them, Michael, Lucifer, and Gabriel. But Lucifer got him alone in an emotional condition and managed to get him that swear. So later on, when you go on, you see that a situation came and Zacchaeus told him that, "I've sworn, I can't change it." It's very sad as you see the whole thing going. It's about who you will obey. And that's why in the First Love Church, you see that we even use the word prophet more. It's not really because that's the main ministry. Whether bishop, pastor, friend, brother, whatever, doesn't really matter. But what it is for you to believe that you should believe more and obey more, and that your allegiance should be to the word of God more than to anything else. Yes. And when you see, why was Lucifer want you to follow him? Don't listen to that. Huh? Did you feel it? Did you feel sorry for the guy? How many felt sorry for as something? Yes. When a man studies physics in school and becomes a physics teacher, and God says to him, "My servant, follow, serve me. Don't be a physics teacher. I'll show you great and wonderful things." And somebody says, "Oh, be a physics teacher. These are whatever. Don't mind these people. This man who is saying this, he has this, he's doing that, and doing that." You see, it's who will you obey? Which one will you follow? And that's why when the children of Joshua's generation came, They said, look, if anyone tries that trick again, we've seen the effect of this type of thing over the years. Always some type of try to water down what is being said. Yes. You know, there was a time that even within our own church, my books were not seen as so important. Yes. It was people from other ministries at a certain point that even showed us that the books were powerful. And it was when I introduced Vision 527 and I said, it will be read, it will be used in the church. That is what even made many of the pastors and start to read the books or to use them. And even that, some of them had the audacity to say, are you saying that we cannot let the Holy Spirit speak to us? To tell us what we should preach. It's like whatever word you are saying is always challenged to be watered down so that it's not followed. But that is the mistake. And that's the mistake of the fathers. And the reason why the leader started with an organization with zero money and 3 members, 5 members, and has grown to be a multinational organization in almost 100 countries and a multi-million dollar organization. And you can hardly find any of the original followers who has also grown to be a multi-million dollar millionaire or anything of the sort. Noah has risen with him. He went alone. Because I called him alone. Huh? Obedience. What do you want to obey? What do you want to believe? It's Lucifer who will always. God doesn't mean, these are not what it means. Pharaoh would hardly let, what does it mean? Let my people, when the Bible says in 1 Corinthians said that these things were written for our instruction. Let my people go that they may serve me. I want my people to serve me. I don't want them to serve other things. They don't want to serve him. When his work lies there, almost abandoned. If you like, travel and see nations. Travel and see nations. You see the countries are just lying there. Hey. Not done. Work, no, no work done. 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 Hey. You cry, bear. That is it. So you must swear your allegiance to God and to his word. What he says, Charlie, it doesn't have to make sense. I will do it. Yes, I'll do it. I'll be there. If you say to the ends of the earth, I'll be there. If you say I should obey my pastor, this man is called pastor and he's my pastor, I'll be there. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll believe. I'll obey. If he said, if he says he's preaching, that his preaching is not, is so frivolous that his preaching says you should say yes. And sorry, I'll do it. Because he said I should do it. And I'll do it. And I'll flow. When you see, you know, the first time I read this book, and now when I read it, this part is one of the most difficult part for me. Because he got the guy. And then that other guy, the 24 elders, one of them. You see, later on, Jesus came and removed his eyes. Yes, he removed his eyes for what he had done as one of the 24 elders to go with this thing. Yeah. This is the beginning of the book. We are now going to when he leaves and then what happens to them before he's born. Then Christ is going to come and a lot of things. It's not a small thing. Yes. And since then, is because of his punishment, is trying to get you to also do some so that you can also be called up for punishment. That's the whole thing. Yeah. It's all about to the extent to which you will be committed. Yeah. But this Joshua, Charlie, they said, Charlie, and I'll say it again, the first part of Joshua, everybody knows it. Ah, everywhere the sole of your foot, Moses, my servant, is dead. Arise, go to the land. Everywhere with you, your soul, I've given it to you. Be strong, be courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of the... Everybody knows that, but people don't know that. The last verse of that chapter is the people's response that we have heard. We dare do whatever. You see, all the others were dead. It was when the last one died that God started to move with them. Yeah, the last one of that group of we obey partially and we obey things and we say we are obeying but we are not obeying. When the last one died, then. Allegiance. Stand to your feet. We are still praying. Are you enjoying the prayer?
Yes.
Are you sensing that God wants to own you?
Yes.
And to possess you?
Yes.
And to control you?
Yes.
Yes. That's why if you even marry and a Jezebel can be a very gentle person, is controlling your life. God is against the Jezebel. And he says he will even give you a reward for leaving the person. Yeah. You will even get a reward for leaving such a wife. Not that you'll be punished or it will be neutral. You'll be rewarded on two levels. Good work done. Good move. Right move. You're an overcomer. No one can control you and bring you down. Ke la ma sha ka la la la. Allegiance. Hey! And since we fell, he has been targeting our organs. Yes. And just been pressing them. Yes. Because the serpent was punished to eat dust. And if you die, your penis, your breast, everything will become dust. So Satan already sees it as clay. So you see that these are sensitive parts of the clay. So just be biting them. So that's... Listen, I just read 97% of all Ghanaian youth use pornography. They've done a research in the University of Science and Technology. 97% of all Ghanaian youth use pornography either daily, weekly, monthly, whatever. 97% of all. And the greatest influence on all the youth is pornography in Ghana. This is a research in Ghana. I can read it to you, actually. Yes, this is Ghana, not anywhere, any country. Yeah. So Satan will be pressing parts of the clay to stir it up and then bring you away from your God. Yeah. It's all part of the wickedness. That's why Jesus didn't killed the woman whom he had caught in adultery. He had so much compassion. Look at what he could see, what Satan is behind all this. To just bring you and spoil you, destroy you, change you, spoil your life. Ooh. A mature Christian doesn't look down on flesh faults. When people fail in the flesh, when you are mature, you never look down on it. Because you know what it is. It's when you are new and you say, how? How can you do that? What's wrong? It's because you are new. You see, you just came. You know that the serpent has been biting those places. Yes. I want us to pray, God, I give myself to you. Yes, God, I give myself to you. I give my allegiance to you, to serve you, to obey you strictly and fervently and absolutely. I give myself. Lord, I give my heart to you. Lord, I give my allegiance to you. I can sense that Satan is trying to take me and trying to get my trick me to swear to him, trick me to join him. In one way or another, I reject it in the name of Jesus. And I give my allegiance to God, to Jehovah.